Hi, my name is Dr. Thomas McGinn, the Executive Vice President for the Physician Enterprise here at Common Spirit Health. Today is Thursday, November 10th, and welcome to the 5-Minute Check-In. As always, we're going to touch on what's happening with COVID, but really take a deeper dive at some of the data around influenza and RSV, which is on the uprise across the United States. We have a fascinating guest today to join us to talk about a new publication in the New England Journal about the management of asymptomatic kidney stones, which is very interesting. And finally, I want to encourage everyone to nominate a colleague or submit a publication for our 2023 Physician Enterprise Vision Awards. So now let's review what's happening with COVID, influenza, and RSV. The brief story around COVID is that the numbers are flat on the way down. So that's all good news. On the other hand, influenza and RSV are up across the United States. As you can see in this graphic, the number of patients showing up at their primary care doctor for a viral illness visit is way up, particularly relative to prior years. Influenza, as you can see on this heat map, is really on the uptick, particularly in the Southeast and in Texas. And as you can see in this graphic, hospitalizations are on the rise also, with over 5,000 admissions for influenza. That's way up from just 2 weeks ago, where we're around 2,000. So RSV is making headlines with increased visits to doctors, to emergency rooms, and increased hospitalizations across the United States. Remember, RSV is the number one cause for children under the age of 5 to be admitted to hospitals. On the good news side, it looks like the FDA is going to take a look at a new vaccine that's coming out. And at our next 5-minute check-in, we're going to take a close look at that study and see how impactful it is for patients. So now on to our special conversation today, which is about asymptomatic kidney stones. This conversation was prompted by a recent publication in the New England Journal that looked at the removal of asymptomatic stones in patients who were being treated for symptomatic stones. It's a very interesting article. And to help us with this conversation today, we have Dr. Joan Delto, who's an assistant professor at the Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. Dr. Delto, thank you for joining us this fascinating discussion today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the context of this publication. Like, for example, why did they do it? What is the general background about why they asked this question?
Sure. So as a urologist, I often see patients in the more acute setting where they're having a lot of pain from kidney stones. And so when patients undergo surgery, they always ask, while you're there removing the stone, are you going to remove the smaller stones on the same side of the kidney or the other side of the kidney? And so that's the question that this paper is asking.
So they're trying to solve that mystery. Doc, please take out all the stones while you're in there. So tell me a little bit about the trial. How was it organized and what were some of the outcomes?
Sure. So this is a multi-center prospective randomized controlled trial involving 75 patients. When they split them to the treatment group and the control group, there was 39 patients in the treatment group. And these patients underwent surgery for the culprit stone, as well as smaller asymptomatic stones on either the ipsilateral or contralateral kidney. The control group included 36 patients, and they just went for surgery for the symptomatic stone.
Got it. And so then they just follow these folks over time. So tell us about those results. By the way, I love to use the word culprit stone. Very interesting. I never heard that before.
Sure. So they found that in the control group that there was an increased risk of relapse, which includes ER visits, secondary surgeries from the ipsilateral kidney, as well as new stone growth on CT scan. And the difference was 63% in the control group versus 16% in the treatment group.
So this is a big difference. And even though it's a small sample, it met statistical significance. So this is what I call a landmark article, might change the way we actually treat patients going forward. So how do you think about this? What are you going to do differently? And what are you going to recommend to our colleagues in Common Spirit?
Sure. So I think that if asymptomatic stones are easy to get to, I think it's worth trying to remove at the same time of the stone treatment. However, if the stones are a little harder to get, a little higher up in the kidney, may require more work, dilation, I don't think it may be worth the risk of that.
So it's a little more subtlety in there. If the stones are easy to reach, it certainly seems clear to us now that those should be removed. All right, so interesting conversation. We actually may talk about this a little more in a future Grand Rounds. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for everything you do for Common Spirit.
Thank you.
So finally, nominations are open for the Physician Enterprise 2023 Vision Awards. As I think back on this past year, I am so grateful for all the hard work each of you have done over this past year. And I think it's important that we celebrate each other in that amazing hard work. We are looking forward to honoring and thanking our dedicated colleagues and teams and to recognizing the extraordinary work in clinical excellence across the ministry. So please, please take the time to nominate a Physician Enterprise colleague or a team for their innovation, compassion, or inspirational work this past year. In addition, we're also accepting publications for our Academic Excellence Award. So thank you for taking the time. I know this takes work to nominate someone, but they will be so grateful to be recognized. So thank you again for making that effort, and I'll see you all at the next 5-minute check-in.